Holy Gospel for this Sunday is taken from the Luke chapter 17. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who had just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you rather not say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later, you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we have ought to have done.' This is the word of life." So this morning, I wish to speak especially to those of you who have doubts. Those of you who have questions. Those who wonder. Those who aren't sure. Those who don't feel like you've got it all figured out. Those who might even feel a little guilty when we are saying the creeds in the service because you're not sure you exactly believe the words that we're speaking. Those who might have lost your ability to sing the hymns that we sing in worship because the words and the music just don't quite match up to where you are in life right now. Those who might be struggling with praying. Those who wish they had a stronger faith, a deeper relationship with God. Now, if you're somebody who has more certainty, God bless you. Really, God bless you. Thank you for your depth of faith, and God will use your strength. And likewise, if you are someone who has less certainty, God bless you too. Thank you for your questions, because God will use you in your vulnerability as well. Because when it comes to faith, some of us are question askers. Some of us are question answerers. And chances are good that most of us find ourselves somewhere in between that, often bouncing all around and often at the same time between question asking and answering. So if you find yourself anywhere less on that spectrum than absolutely, completely certain, today I want to reassure you. Because questions and doubts are woven into the very fabric of what faith is. Faith is not the absence of certainty. Faith is a relationship with God in the midst of all of the uncertainty that life brings. Even the disciples who lived with Jesus, listened to him, literally sat at his feet, had questions, had doubts, and didn't have it all figured out. In the gospel for today, the disciples asked Jesus, "Increase our faith." Because Jesus had just taught them a series of teachings, hard teachings about forgiveness, saying, "You need to forgive." And they realized, you know, that's pretty impossible to do. I don't know if I can do that. Help me increase my faith. Because maybe with just a little bit more faith, they could be better disciples. Maybe they could better understand. They could live out that calling that Jesus had offered them of follow me. Maybe they could actually heal the sick and cast out demons like Jesus did. Jesus responded to them, but he doesn't give them an answer that is neat and tidy, like, here are 10 steps for a deeper faith. He doesn't even give them 3 steps. He actually says, you know, folks, you already have everything you need right here inside you. If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, and it would obey you. So what does that mean? What does it mean to have the faith the size of a mustard seed? Because they're not very big, are they? I mean, you might not even be holding that in your hand still because it's so small. You may have lost it. What is faith the size of a mustard seed? So if you consider seeds, a seed is not concerned about how big or how little it is. A seed's concern, if they have them, is how am I going to do what I'm supposed to do? How am I going to become what I'm supposed to become? It's concerned about growing wherever it's planted, about growing to become what it's supposed to be. If it's a mustard seed, growing into a mustard tree. If it's an apple seed, an apple tree. A pumpkin seed, a pumpkin vine. So as I thought about that, I thought, you know, maybe we as people of faith need to be more like that mustard seed and be less concerned about how much faith we have or don't have. And instead, be more concerned about what are we going to do with what we do have? How are we going to become who we're supposed to be? And I think this is what Jesus was talking about later on in this gospel text when he's talking about slaves and you know, who would tell a slave to come and eat with me? You would tell them to do what they're supposed to do, make me dinner, you know, and then you can eat later. And we don't have slaves, so that's kind of a little lost on us, but I think he's saying just keep doing what you're supposed to do. Because that's what you're supposed to do. When you're struggling or you're in doubt or have questions, keep following Jesus. If you want to grow, keep loving. If you want more faith, keep forgiving. Keep living a godly life because that growth will come just by being who God made you to be. Now, I don't in any way intend to trivialize questions and doubts and struggle. Because many of us struggle with our faith profoundly. During those challenging times in my own life, I guess I find comfort in knowing that God is less concerned about what I believe and more concerned about how I live my life. How am I living as a loved and forgiven child of God? We grow in faith as we live faithful lives. Jesus says, you have what you need. We have what we need because we each have who we are. Who we are with our own gifts and talents and challenges and questions and doubts. We have who God made us to be. If we keep loving others, if we keep living and trying to follow Jesus with who we are, this is going to impact not only our relationships with others, but also our relationship with God. And this is what it means by, grow where you're planted. That we are growing from that seed of faith that each one of us has because God gave it to us. Faith is not as much about what we believe as it is about how we live. And if that still is hard, which it can be, it was in the midst of one of my deepest and most difficult moments of questioning in my life that a very trusted mentor said to me, "Beth, let the faith of the church carry you. Let the faith of the church carry you. If you can't say the creeds, let the church say them for you. If you are questioning or doubting or searching, let the church carry you. If you're having a hard time singing those hymns, listen. Let the sound of the church singing surround you. If you're struggling with prayer, let us pray with you. If you're having a hard time figuring it all out, let us share our insights as we also listen to yours. And then together we can confess that none of us have it all figured out, do we? And that's why we need each other. As a church, as the body of Christ, we need one another to support each other and to encourage one another. To keep on keeping on. To keep on living that faithful life. Especially in the midst of all the questions, all the doubts, all the challenges. We need one another to keep on living out those ordinary, everyday acts of faith that are planting seeds of love, seeds of faith in those around us. Although these acts of faith might seem very small, as small as a mustard seed, they have a big impact on others, on us, and on our relationship with God. Because as we live in relationship with other people, we are living in relationship with God. You know, Jesus was right. Even faith the size of a mustard seed is enough. It's more than enough. It's more than enough because it's God's gift to us. And God is present in that gift, always present, helping us to grow and grow and grow. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we confess that we do have questions, doubts, and challenges. We pray that you would rekindle the gift of faith in each and every one of us today. Help us to live our lives as loved and forgiven children of God. Trusting in your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.